Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We all want our local teams to make the best decisions for their future. Don't forget to do the same for yourself. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Kondorian Murad can guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you draft your will, set up a trust, create a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys right now at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them that we sent you. Mention G&D, get a discount. kmlawyers.com. New Commanders wide receiver Luke McCaffrey will be on the show at 4:30 coming up in about 25 minutes. We also have to talk about the bad news for Tom Wilson and the worst news for Corey Kispert. Sam Hartman's coming to town.
Sam Hartman is on his way.
But right now it is time for the Beltway Blitz covering the Nats, the Commanders, and right now the Capitals. Swept for the first time in over a decade. It was a shame. Just didn't have the firepower and didn't really create enough traffic or do enough offensively to scare Igor Shesterkin. Alan May joins us, Monumental Sports, pre and post. Alan, it was tough to watch. I thought even strength was okay, but man, did they get dominated on specials in that series.
Well, they certainly did, and the Rangers were great on both special teams all season long. They had the third best power play and the third best penalty kill overall all when it comes to percentages, and you know, they were just consistent in the playoffs with how they played the regular season. And you can be that good and you can be that dominant when you have a top to bottom roster like they have. And you go into this series, their top six players had 174 against the Capitals at about 102. And then you look at their defensemen had about 100 more points as a group than the Caps defensemen had. So you take all that into consideration. You know, it's great the Caps made the playoffs. They fought hard. Basically, they were in the playoffs the last month of the season, but they were just overmatched by the best team in the NHL over the course of the regular season.
What's the biggest ingredient they were missing, in your opinion, Alan?
Well, I just think, you know, without being sarcastic, some of the players have just been beaten down and, you know, you've kind of aged out. And then you had, you know, the younger players, you know, that are very inexperienced and, you know, they're kind of forced in the lineup in some ways, and other players you're forcing into the lineup as the older players. So, you know, it's just a transitional time right now for the Capitals where, you know, their guys are getting older and they're all banged up. They're very injured. The young guys are very inexperienced and probably playing in spots that they're not ready for yet. So, you know, it's just depth. And as it goes forward, you know, did you want to do a total rebuild? Well, actually, that's what they did at the deadline. They had a fire sale. They got rid of guys. They bagged on draft picks. We've got some good players in the pipeline coming forward to the Caps, but it's not that time yet. So it was bonus hockey that we got four games. A good buddy of mine said it was fool's gold that we got in the playoffs here. But if you look at it, it's just time. You've got to infuse more younger players, high-quality younger players. The draft will be critically important. smarter trades will be critically important. Who can you sign in the free agent market? All really matters, because I do like the fact that they rewarded the older players here with the contracts they did at a time. You always come to regret the high-dollar contracts of the older players, but these guys won a Stanley Cup. They packed that arena for years. They made the Chinatown area relevant because no one was going to watch Wiz games. No one was going to watch Caps games. And, you know, they brought a lot of life to the city, but it's time now for the Caps, you know, to bring in new players, to make sure that they've got something for the younger generation of fans here to be happy about, to cheer about, people to spend their hard-earned money going to games. So it's just a transitional time right now for the Capitals. And, you know, I'm not upset with any of the players. We all kind of expected this going with the matchup against the Rangers and looking at the Caps roster and how they played this season. They were up and down all year long. At the end of the season, they were on an up, and then it was like all season long, it was like 7 to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks of bad hockey, and then it was maybe 7 to 10 days of good hockey. It was up and down all season long. It started down, then went up, and just when you thought they were out of it 5 or 6 different times, they stuck the hand out of the grave, they crawled out, and they kept fighting. So there's a lot that I liked about that attitude that they never gave in, as far as the players, and whether it was the young guys or the old guys who created that, and the fact that the coaching staff never just started throwing the players under the bus nonstop. And in a Canadian market, we probably would have had different results with the amount of outside noise on the team and the bashing of players, the bashing of coaches. So, you know, there's a lot of like to like about this season. There's a lot to dislike. And going forward, they're going to try to find and fix all the things that we did not like over the course of this past year.
Yeah, Alan, I want to go back to the idea of kind of infusing the team. They need more firepower. Look, it goes without saying that Backstrom, long-term IR, presumably, that's money that they'll be able to spend, and that's a good chunk of money. That's some star money. I don't know what the future is for TJ Oshie. If he wants to play, he's going to play. He's the heart and soul of the team. But I guess it's possible that he comes off the books at $5.75 mil. But otherwise, like, what else is there? I mean, Ovi's going to be here. Carlson's going to be here. You're not necessarily suggesting that there's other veterans that make a lot of money that you move on from necessarily, right?
Well, everything's on the table at all times, because you really have to assess everything. You can't do it when you're emotional. You have to be very grounded when you look at the team and see, you know, will we win in 3 years with this guy? Will we win, you know, 4 years with this player or these groups of players? So tough decisions have to be made. And we've seen the team make tough decisions in the past. So it's a matter. I love TJ Oshie. I've loved everything he's brought to this franchise, the community. He's just an absolutely incredible all-world guy. Everyone loves him. The amount of heart and soul that he's shown the last 2 years, what he's put his body through, I don't know how much he has left in the tank. I know the heart will never go away. The soul will never go away. But that body has been battered and bruised. He works as hard as he can. It gets sad at time when you know. I saw him score that goal in Philadelphia, the empty net goal that put the Caps in the playoffs. And I thought he was near tears, that he was ready to choke up on that one. And then his post-game press conference that night when he spoke to the press, I felt the same way. And I just thought everything he did was through heart at the end of the season, because the body wasn't listening. We all know how beat up it is. And then you find out he's been playing with a broken hand. And there are so many other things that I'm sure are ailing in his body. But if you could find and draft and create more players and an identity of a TJ Oshie, you're going to have a pretty damn good franchise going forward.
Alan, always great to catch up, buddy. Have a great week.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate you, pal. Hit that Nat sounder, please. He covers the Nationals and he invented Facebook. Mark Zuckerman with us here on G&D on the Beltway Blitz. Mark, don't look now. The Nets are a game within 500 after an unbelievable comeback yesterday.
Yeah, don't say that, guys, because they've come close to this mark here before, and they don't seem to ever get over that hump. So, you know, good news, they're playing the Marlins again, and if there's anybody they could pull off a four-game sweep against, this is probably it. It would be a really nice way for them to wrap up almost the end of the month here. And, I mean, all things considered, win or lose tonight, I think I'd be pretty encouraged by how they've done this first month of the season.
What do you make of Nick Senzel homering 5 times in the last 5 games? One of the biggest knocks on the former top 5 pick is that he's never been able to hit home runs at a hot corner.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of come out of nowhere. Now, the weird thing is that he was off for a few days in there because He had gotten sick, so he missed a couple of games. And, of course, you know, he fractured his thumb on opening day, so it was a delayed start to it all. So it feels like we never really got a chance to see who this guy is, and now we're finally starting to see it. Good for him. I know this was supposed to be a stopgap signing, that this is not somebody who necessarily figures into the long-term plan, but you said it. Track record, or at least the reputation as a high first-round pick with Cincinnati, who just never did find a way to put it all together. It's not to say that he couldn't, and that this isn't a sign of anything, that maybe he is finally putting it together. If he is, that's wonderful, and that's a good problem they're going to have here in the future. For now, just ride the wave and get as much as you can out of him and hope that it helps you win some games.
Well, speaking of putting it all together, Mark, quantify what C.J. Abrams is doing for us. I mean, it's what's funny is there are two guys that you wouldn't think have more than twice as many stolen bases as he does. It's a real problem because he hits so many extra base hits. He's slugging the ball all over the place, playing good shortstop. Like, this is star stuff, not just good for here, not just, oh, that's not a nice story. This is the whole league is now taking notice type deal about C.J. Abrams.
Yeah, 100%, Danny. When we were out at Dodger Stadium a couple weeks ago, and that's a high-profile, big series with all those big names out there, there was a case we made that at the end of that series, C.J. Abrams was the best player on the field for either team. Okay? That's how good he looked. And what I loved is he embraced that spotlight. He didn't care at all about playing in front of 50,000 fans with Ohtani and Betts and everything else going on over there. He seemed very comfortable in that spotlight. So, I mean, this is a kid that I think is coming into his own right now and becoming the player that everybody kind of always hoped that he could. You know, we saw it in the second half last year. What we're seeing now on top of everything else is the power. Like you mentioned, he's not getting stolen base opportunities because he's always on second base or trotting all the way around on a home run. The defense has been very good. And like I said, there's a swagger there. He's a quiet kid. He doesn't say a lot, but just watch him. Watch the body language, the mannerisms. He's very comfortable at this level, and he...
We somehow lost Mark.
You
that
can't,
never happens.
You can't be too glowing about C.J. Abrams for too long. The
True.
Phone just goes away.
By the way, his phone was so crystal clear.
Didn't expect it.
That's what was interesting.
Yeah, no blips there. None of those little... Abrams, none of those things, right? It was just there and then not.
Yeah, go for Mitch, I guess, and we could catch up with Mark. Maybe we could try to run that back another time. I was going to ask him about Jacob Young, who has been fantastic and whom I am the president of his fan club, hitting .333, only a .775 OPS because there's really been no power to go along with it, but 10 steals for him.
He may not double up, but give him a pitch. He'll end up on second.
23 steals for him in a row without getting caught in his career. I'm the president of the Jacob Young fan club, Mark. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is. Sorry, guys. I gave a nice long answer on C.J. Abrams. I hope you heard some of it.
We did.
He's really good.
We did.
Yeah, you think Abrams is good, Mark.
You were crushing it. That was a great answer on Abrams.
Thank you. Look, another guy who, you know, you don't think of Jacob Young as necessarily part of the long-term plan when you think of all the outfielders they have coming up to the pipeline. But he's got the opportunity to play right now, and whatever he can do to make his case, more power to him. And what he's doing is, as long as he gets on base, he's guaranteed to make it to second base. 23 for 23 in his career for stolen base attempts. That's like fifth longest ever. Plays really good defense and does all those little things that Davey loves. He moves the baseball. You know, he bunts well. He runs well. Plays good defense. I don't know when it's all said and done with James Wood and Dylan Cruz and everybody else if there's a spot for him in the lineup. But what he's doing right now is he's making the most of the opportunity and at least forcing that issue for them to consider him being part of the plan beyond just the short term.
You could do a lot worse than him as a fourth outfielder, I think, down the road.
100%. And he's got all those skills that you want. Play all the positions well, run well. In a dream scenario, all those other guys are stars, and Jacob Young is a fourth outfielder who can do just about anything you need him to do.
Mark, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We'll see you, pal. Hit the local 53 sounder, Darris. Money Metal Sports is Mitch Tischer joins us to break it all down. Mitch, they have a type. They had the highest combined RAS, the relative athletic score of any draft class, 9.47, higher than anybody else in the NFL. It's clear what they wanted, huh?
Yeah, certainly athletes who are both team leaders and veterans of college football. They had, half of the draft class spent at least 5 years in college, if not more. So, they definitely had a type, and they stuck to it.
What do you make of them not getting a true starting left tackle in the first few rounds? I understand that Coleman, who they think is a tackle, started 22 of 26 games on the left side, pick 67, so we can't say definitively that they neglected it. But if you'd have told me they'd have gotten through free agency and the draft, and Cornelius Lucas is probably still their starter, I would have lost a lot of money.
Yeah, I would have thought that they were going to go out and get somebody in the draft too, and they certainly tried to. They tried trading back in the first round, both for Tyler Guyton and for Jordan Morgan, and ultimately teams didn't want to drop that far. They didn't want to drop all the way out of the first round to give up that pick. And I applaud the group of Adam Peters, Dan Quinn and company, Lance Newmark, for not overpaying just to have an opportunity to move up for those guys. They had a price they're willing to go to, and when the asking price got too high, they backed off. And as much as you would have loved to have seen them take one, you know, with the second round pick that they ultimately ended up taking Johnny Newton with, I think that the rest of the league kind of told you where they felt about the rest of the tackles, because there weren't a lot of tackles that were taken in that second round there. And ultimately, they got a guy who they like, certainly that you have to like his athleticism and his prototypical size and arm length and all the different things. And ultimately, the onus is going to be on Bobby Johnson, who's the O-line coach, to go in there and get that guy developed and see if he can ultimately become a starter.
So, Mitch, to each individual decision, I don't want to get your take on this. I understand why you take a Johnny Newton. I understand why you take the corner out of Michigan. I understand, like, each individual thing. My big picture deal, though, is this. I think they had three, and they may not agree with me, and they're smarter than me, and they're better than me, et cetera, all the usual caveats apply. I think they had three things they had to do that they sort of left up to themselves for this draft. A left tackle, another wide receiver, and a tight end. I think they got one out of those three. They view it differently, I guess, so it seems, and they think they're fine, and everyone's praising them. I'm kind of going, I think this was a miscalculation. Your thoughts?
I mean, I think they got two of the three there when they
because they got the adding, Luke McCaffrey, who we're having on. They got Ben Sinnott. There's their wide receiver
right,
in their tight end.
He's a wide receiver. I'm thinking of like in the second round, earlier picks, guys that are supposed to come in right away and be
You're
starters.
Thinking a higher rank coming in. Okay.
You know, listen, this is a roster that Ron Rivera left pretty depleted of talent, and they've gone in and have almost 40 new players. Since Dan Quinn has taken over, this isn't something where they're going to be able to fix every hole this offseason. And I think you can look at the draft and see that they weren't concerned with fixing every hole this offseason. They're concerned with getting kind of the best players available and building a roster 1-53. Yes, there's still holes to be had. I think ultimately you can be excited about Ben Sinnott. I kind of like the fact that he's a little bit of a more athletic, better offensive version of John Bates. He's a dude who's willing to get his nose dirty in the run game and is a mauler there, and also can give you a little bit of help in the pass game. And I think that ultimately, you know, I don't know that he'll ever be the offensive weapon that Chris Cooley was, but I think he will be in the Chris Cooley ilk in that he'll be able to help you out in the pass game, also being a huge addition in the run game. And so you'll have a situation where you have tight ends out there, and it's not a dead giveaway that, oh, John Bates is on the field, the Commanders are going to run the ball. Oh, Zach Kurtz is on the field, they're going to pass the ball. You have a guy that can tease defenses a little bit and not be a dead giveaway of personnel.
Mitch, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, bro.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
See you, buddy.
Monumental Sports, check him out. Luke McCaffrey, the wide receiver from Rice, Washington took in round three, is going to join us next. He is the brother of Christian, the son of Ed. He will be stopping by Grant and Danny in moments on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello?
This Luke?
Yeah, this is Luke.
Hey, Luke, this is Adam Peters from the Commanders. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got a message from your brother about half hour ago. He told me I should pick you.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so I listened to him. So we just turned the card in, man. We're going to make you a commander.
Oh, I love it. Hell yeah.
Oh, man. So impressed with what you've done with your career and become such an awesome receiver, and we think you could even get better, man. You got the sky's the limit. I know the type of person you are just by being around two of your brothers and your family, and I couldn't be happier to pick you, man, and can't wait to get you here.
Luke, congrats, man.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, this is awesome, man. You are a dog competitor, man, and that's what this whole team's going to be about. So we can't wait to get you here and coach you, brother.
Oh, I can't wait to get in, and I can't wait to just dive into everything, Coach.
And then he tells the family it's Washington, and he gets dog-piled on. Great moment for Luke McCaffrey and
awesome.
The McCaffrey family. Not their first rodeo. Of course, Ed, 13 years in the league. Christian, one of the great players in the National Football League. But the baby boys all grown up, 6'2", 200-pound. Luke McCaffrey was a quarterback for 3 years, became a wide receiver, number two in the country in contested catches last year with 17, one of six guys in FBS with 70 grabs and 13 touchdowns, scored in 11 of 13 games. And he joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline on Grant and Danny. Luke, congratulations.
Congrats, man.
I guess unofficially, welcome to Washington, D.C. How are you, man?
Hey, thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me on. I can't wait to get out there and get rolling.
What was this process like? It's got to be so strange, the journey you've gone on, like switching positions and you know, where did you think you were going to go? What kind of conversations did you have? Walk us through it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you have really no idea as a player. You're walking into the day blind. I know my dad has a funny story of he always tells our family, you know, 31 of 32 teams talked with him throughout the whole process and, you know, interviewed him and did all that. And the one team that didn't was the team that drafted him. And
right.
So if you think you have an idea, you know, you don't. But, you know, I'm so excited to just be a part of this organization now. I think it's such a cool fit for, you know, myself and the eight other guys that we brought in this year. And just to be a part of something new and something that, you know, you get to grow and build with together is such a blessing.
How much did you talk to and how much of a relationship did you have with Washington before the draft?
Yeah, you know, Adam Peters specifically, you know, we knew kind of him through some things and at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, you're able to kind of, you know, interview with every team at a certain level and then a couple teams a little bit more and see how that goes. And so, you know, I talked to them through that whole process. And then it's so cool to have some connections from, you know, my past and some people in my family's past. I know, you know, Tavita Pritchard's the quarterback coach there. He was at Stanford with my brother. Anthony Lynn was his running back coach there. It's kind of cool to see, you know, Larry Izzo, the special teams coordinator, is a Rice guy. And so to have some of those connections of, you know, whether you know them well or not, you know, you still have some level of familiarity with them. And, you know, you grew up watching them and seeing them. And so it's such a cool spot for me personally.
Luke McCaffrey, one of the newest Commanders, drafted in the third round over the weekend. Can you go back to your decision to become a wide receiver after 3 years playing quarterback? And what went into that? I just can't imagine you would have thought at that time, maybe you thought you'd become one of the best in the country within 2 years, but that you would have gone as high in the draft as you did in the top 100.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a competitor, you're not too worried about, you know, where you're going to end up from a, you know, number standpoint or anything like that. You're kind of just focused on getting better every day and competing. And so I just went into that last off season before I switched. And, you know, for me personally, I learned a lot about myself and kind of did a little evaluation of kind of what I believe in, who I think I am as a person, and then relayed that to football. And for me, it turned myself kind of into a positionless entity of, you know, I knew that I was open to do whatever. And I was always kind of told my whole life, don't switch until, you know, you're ready to not play quarterback again. And, you know, for me, that was kind of just the time where I was like, hey, I'm doing this, but I just want to be free to do whatever. So I talked about playing safety, playing running back, playing all over the field, and kind of just started with receiver because we didn't have enough guys on our roster at the time and stuck with it. So it's been fun to just kind of learn from there. You know, you kind of get a fresh start midway through college.
So, Luke, it's such a unique thing that you've gotten to do. I mean, I'm a dad, and my kids, you know, they're active in sports, playing stuff, but they would rather hit themselves in the head with a hammer than listen to anything I have to say, right? But you've got invaluable resources, not only with your pops, but with your brother. How has that kind of informed your experience and being able to lean on them if you have any questions, or is it just sink or swim, dude, make it your own way? I mean, I'd love for you to go into that experience.
No, it's helped a ton. You know, it's the biggest blessing that I never earned. You know, I didn't do anything to put those role models into my life, but they just happened to be there, right? And so I don't think it's anything but a blessing and a gift that I've kind of had in my life. And to say that they haven't helped in every possible way would be, you know, a lie. And so it's so cool to have those resources. And they do such a good job of letting you learn by yourself when you need to kind of learn lessons, whether it's the hard way or whether it's, you know, just the personal way. And then kind of reach out and give advice when they know the time is right. And so they've been so instrumental in every decision and every path I've gone down.
I'm trying to remember what pod it was. It might have been Part of My Take. I don't remember. But there was this viral clip a month or two ago where your dad was talking about Christian and how he would, like, get him out of class or something, and he would go get him IVs on game day. Did you get that same treatment or no?
Yeah. You know what? Once my dad knew that you were invested in something and you were passionate about something, he was going to help in any way. And in kind of the eyes of what I grew up in, any competitive advantage is going to be huge, right? And so if you can be feeling good on a game day, if you can cut out certain pads to be lighter, if you can, you know, wear a size shoe, you know, one too small so you don't trip, every single equipment advantage, medical advantage that you could ever get was kind of preached to us as kids. And so that was, I mean, it's funny looking back now because you're an eighth grader who probably doesn't need all that at the time. But looking back now, it's so cool to kind of have those resources and that knowledge from growing up.
It all helped. Here you were off the board at number 100. You know, frankly, we were looking into a lot of receivers before the draft in that area and didn't necessarily think they were going to call your name. But as I've dove into your season and your last couple of years, I mean, there's some pretty astounding numbers that stand out here in terms of fighting for the football and contested catches. As I said, second in FBS with 17, and then your short shuttle and where you're ranked in three cone. I mean, some elite athletic traits, all kinds of potential here. I want to start with the contested catches thing, though. For a new receiver, that's pretty astounding. Just give me an idea of how big a part of your game, you know, that is to be number two in D1.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. I think a big part of that is credit to my team at Rice. We did such a good job of, you know, illustrating timing within our passing game and, you know, executing when it came to Saturday. We had some good quarterbacks there while I was there. And, you know, we had a coordinator who trusted them and trusted, you know, our receiving core. And so it was so fun to just go through that whole process with a lot of people who love football and were passionate. And, you know, I think Rice as a small school was so cool to see the program grow from when I first got there to when I'm leaving now, and then kind of how they're going to grow in the future. And so I think that's just a credit to, you know, the whole culture and the system that we built at Rice.
When you first get your first NFL paycheck, right, assuming you're going to do all the responsible things eventually and, like, be a grown-up, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But that first one that clears, what are you going to do with it?
Somebody got mad at me for this answer the other day, but I have an Xbox that I think is from 2012.
Yeah,
so update it. I think I need to update that one a little bit.
Is that like the black and green one, like the super?
It's the
old
big
one?
Giant brick. It's,
no.
You can weightlift with
I
it, dude.
I do have a retro one. We used to play, you know, 2007 Madden on that one, NFL Street 2. But No, I just have one that, you know, when you play games online, it doesn't load quite fast enough. Everybody else is already in the game. So I'm thinking that's going to be, you know, purchase number one.
How many people on the planet have played with their dad probably in a video game, have been just working people with their brother for years, and now you're going to play with yourself?
I know. I heard a Justin Jefferson quote that every year in the NFL, you know, he bumped up his ratings to 99. And so I think I'll do that so that it's a little bit more fun. You know, I know rookies always start pretty low, so just I got to make it fun to play.
Moss some people. Are you presuming that you're going to play in the slot a lot? I mean, that was kind of what we heard on draft day. Or do you see yourself out on the boundary? Like, I know you can do a little bit of everything, but how do you see that?
Yeah, I think one of the coolest parts of my game is that, you know, I'm versatile, where I can play in the slot, I can play out wide. I have a lot of experience in the backfield, whether it's a wildcat quarterback or even at running back. And then when it comes to catching punts and returns as well. And so I think it's fun because I'm excited to see what a creative coach like Cliff Kingsbury thinks of when he sees me as a player. And, you know, we haven't got into that yet. We got to go through rookie mini camp, OTAs, and kind of see what the team looks like. And I'm so excited to learn from some veteran guys, you know, Terry McLaurin, Dotson, and just the guys who've been in the league, and kind of see where that all lays out. But I'm just excited to get a team that's ready to go out there and compete and have such a great coaching staff with, you know, Coach Quinn and Coach Kingsbury.
Put your scouting hat on here. What does Luke McCaffrey do best right now? And where do you think he needs, you know, the most improvement?
Yeah, you know, I think that's such a hard question because there's always going to be room for improvement. And I think when you're a competitor, you hone in on what you need to get better at. So I think every day I'm going out there and I'm new to the position, so I'm fighting for experience. And to have a you know, a receiver coach and Coach Ingram, who won the Biletnikoff, was a 1,000-yard receiver in the NFL and has coordinating experience. So, you know, he understands kind of all aspects of playing receiver and all aspects of football, especially from somebody who's coming into the building and played quarterback and kind of thinks like somebody who's been in his experience does, is such a blessing, because I think that's the number one way to get experience, you know, learn from other people's, you know, successes and their mistakes. And to do that with a veteran ran room and then do that with a coach who's so fit for that opportunity is something that's pretty cool. That's what I'm looking forward to most.
Wide receiver comp? Anybody that would, like, when we watch you, you'd say you might see a little bit of this?
I think you'd take things from everyone, right? You know, I switched over from receiver right when Cooper Kupp was in his Triple Crown year. So I took a lot of things from him because he was, you know, at the height of his career. I've taken so many releases and different stems from Stephon Diggs. I love Devontae Adams. It's hard not to. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, both of those duos from even back when they were in college have such great, you know, fundamentals and explosiveness. And so I think, you know, you learn a little bit from every single player in the league, and then you just try and take what works for you, and then, you know, you eliminate what doesn't work for you and build your repertoire. So it's cool to have a little bit of aspect of, you know, all those guys that you respect so much who've had success in the NFL at times, and then kind of try and make your own mark on it.
Luke, very impressive. This has been fantastic insight. It's been awesome to catch up. Before we let you go, we like to get to know all the players in town rapid fire with some kind of off the field questions. You ready to go?
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
All right, last TV show you've binged?
Oh, Ted Lasso.
So good.
Outstanding answer. Outstanding. Death Row, cheat meal.
Oh, In-N-Out Burger.
Walk me through the order. From start to finish.
I'll go three double doubles,
yep,
with no cheese.
Is that three double cheese?
Then,
yeah.
Wow. But no cheese, though.
I mean, if it's my last meal, you know, you can eat whatever.
No,
right?
I'm not critiquing.
That's not judging. We're punching.
I'm impressed. I'm not judging.
Two sides of fries with a swirl milkshake, so the chocolate and the vanilla.
Do you go animal style there, or you just as is?
I go regular, and then you just dump the salt on it, the little packet.
The little packet of salt.
Why did we do no cheese on the burger?
I don't know. I love their sauce so much, so I feel like the cheese and the sauce compete against each other.
Mm. Movie theater movie that you've seen recently or most recently? Are you a movie theater guy?
Oh, I just watched Civil War. Yeah, it came out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I just went and saw that. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was good. It wasn't how I expected it was going to be, but it was really good.
That was my
Grant's review. Yeah, literally.
Solid movie, but I thought I was going to see something, and I saw something completely different.
A lot of Kirsten Dunst. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of, like, dramatic Kirsten Dunst staring off into the distance.
Yeah.
Didn't know what I was getting into.
What is your strangest personal habit?
Oh, on the field, I spit all the time. I think, you know, you wear a mouth guard, you get turf in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just became a little, a little tick almost.
Last one for me, celebrity crush. Do you have a celebrity crush?
Oh, either Keira Knightley or Natalie Portman.
These are great
answers.
I was
a big Star Wars fan growing up, so, you know, Padme.
Grant, give me a second here. Favorite Star Wars film?
I think you got to go with, I've Got the High Ground, episode 3, right?
You're allowed. Favorite Star Wars character?
Anakin.
I love that. I love that from you, Luke McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent job.
Luke, thank you very much. We threw you through the ringer there. You passed with flying colors. Looking forward to getting you out here to Ashburn and getting to see you on the field, man. Should be a fun rookie season.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, buddy. Congrats.
There's Luke McCaffrey. That is, for now, for another couple of days, maybe Christian's little brother. But after he takes the field.
Give him a minute.
He's just Luke McCaffrey. He's just a dude out there making plays. He was awesome. G&D on the Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Max Chadwick will join us at the top of the hour from PFF. We'll get his thoughts on the Commanders draft class. For those of you in the comments, either on YouTube, where you're watching our stream today, or possibly on the old X machine. Yes, there was a poorly chosen wording to one of my questions. Get your heads out of the gutter, kids, okay? This isn't sixth grade math class. Let's get our heads out of the gutter a little bit. He's going to play on Madden, and he's going to
use himself,
the character of Luke McCaffrey. That's what I was saying. By the way, I was just texting with my brother who was listening and was as smitten as I was with Luke McCaffrey throughout that conversation. When, in fact, when you and I stood up and walked out of the studio, I looked at you, I said, that was unbelievable. And you're like, wow. you kind of find out how Adam Peters could fall in love with somebody, right? You already go in knowing this is Christian's brother. He worked with Christian, saw his work ethic, how he goes about his business in San Francisco. Then you look at some of the athletic profile here where the guy is second in short shuttle at the combine. You know, he's number three in three cone at the combine and was the number one recruited player out of Colorado. And then you sit down and have a couple meetings with him. That was just a 10-minute interview he did in the middle of his day on the radio with a couple guys he doesn't know. Imagine how prepared and ready and locked in he is at those meetings. No freaking wonder he went two rounds before everybody thought.
Indeed.
A round before the people that really liked him thought.
And then you look at it and you go, with only a small amount of time at the position, right? I mean, there have been guys sometimes that haven't really made this transition rather and been great. Remember Matt Jones, who was a quarterback and then he was going to be turned into a wide receiver a handful of years ago. Had some nice moments. But you're still kind of in a fledgling learning phase about the intricacies of being a wide receiver. You've got the athleticism to make that change, though, which is pretty special and pretty cool. And you're already productive at a place that's, you know, not necessarily a national power. And you could see the upside. You could see, again, that some of these athletic scores that we keep referencing, where he scored incredibly well, 9.44, which is a upper echelon, combines your size, speed, strength, measures your agility as best you possibly can. You go, I get it. I get why people are smitten potentially.
Mike says, outstanding interview, instant fan, will be rooting for him. Thanks for introducing the DMV to him. Also, Larry says, day one starter and some dude. On X, that's his name.
Some dude.
He says, can you get him on a weekly spot to give a rookie perspective? He was awesome in that interview. Could be fun. We'll run it up the flagpole. And now you're going to play with yourself. Daris. I don't think you can just play that again.
How did you get that so quickly and then try to play it all the time?
And now you're going to play with yourself. Aren't you supposed to be the guy dumping things like that? Not playing them later out of context?
What you can hear is the big smile as Grant sang it.
Well,
you can hear like how happy he is.
Which was a good question.
It's a very good question.
How many people on planet Earth? Think about it. Have you been able to do this?
No.
I'm going to sit down and play a video game.
No.
I'm going to play as my father catching passes for the Denver Broncos. I'm going to play as my brother being an MVP for the San Francisco 49ers. And now you're going to play with yourself.
That's the next phase.
As of today, I'm going to feed myself the football as Luke McCaffrey. That's what I'm going to do. And so I asked him about it.
Sure you did.
And he had a good answer. You know what? He's a mature guy.
Yes.
I know I can bet on him.
Unlike all of you guys out there laughing at that.
He was busy giggling like a schoolgirl.
Nope.
Like the rest of yins. Okay? Guys, this is not XM. Okay? This is a respectable terrestrial radio outlet. I expect more from you, Danny.
What?
And
me?
Especially you, Daris. Especially. Ryan, especially you. But also you, Danny.
What? But wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
You know what you did.
I didn't tell him to go play with himself. I didn't tell him to do that.
Again,
Oh, no.
On Madden.
On Madden.
Inappropriate. All of you. Should all be ashamed. Next. Max Chat. Did I tell you guys Danny's getting an OnlyFans? Have I mentioned that, by the way?
We've started the process. There have been a couple Googles.
Unrelated.
He's capping.
But just letting everybody know that. He's capping. At the top of the hour, Max Chadwick, who is the PFF draft guy. He's a smart guy over at PFF breaking down the draft. What did he think about the Commanders class? What did he like? What didn't he like? You're listening to the fan. And now you're going to play with yourself.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.